Peter has a point to make. Good morning, Peter.
Well, Peter, Frank, I would like to make a point as well. Of all the boat fires, very little troubles, and regrettable some of you decided to throw battles at a fire engine. Also, I think it's terrible certain elements have failed for an orb presenters to give them ammunition about putting up about the football or about making bananas and Martin McGuinness coughing and things like that shouldn't happen. But then again, on Terminate, you'll see Maggie Thatcher. It seems to be a cultural thing that people actually like the phone fires.
Yeah, but Peter, let me just stop you there because you just glazed over or glossed over or whatever the term is. Glossed is the term. Over the two of the most insulting things you could imagine happening, and how that wouldn't make the news is beyond belief, because those people do the Orange tradition such a disservice. But for people who aren't familiar with what we're talking about, they put a coffin with Martin McGuinness's image on a bonfire in the Castlereagh Road area, and another bonfire they put a piece of sheeting with a reference to Scott Sinclair, who is a mixed race footballer, and said a really insulting thing about him in relation to his diet. Unbelievable that people would go to the bother to prepare those two things, to display them in public, and to represent the Orange celebrations or the Orange tradition or everything that's happening today in that way. The disservice that that does to what should be, on a beautiful hot summer's day like today, a spectacularly enjoyable family occasion, the disservice that does cannot go without being remarked on, reported on, and highlighted.
I agree 100%. It seems to be that a certain element of these fell fast has failed for an Orb presenter. It's been hard on them for the last two or three weeks, and they've actually failed down. But I agree with you. It seems to be there. And by the way, the full fire in 11th place and the Dewey Orange Order, that's just a thing that we would do. It's under the Dewey Orange Order. But it shouldn't happen. And at the end of the day, people just look domination and say, and terminate. They get the same thing. They get Maggie Thatcher, you know, they get somebody else. You know, maybe Arlene Foster may get a turn. Our posters may be on the phone fire. That's just something happens. You know what I mean? There's nobody dead. You know what I mean? There's nobody dead. It's better the poster on it than the person.
Peter, you're saying what other people say, but really it's unacceptable to put effigies or images of people on a bonfire. And whether it's organised by the Orange Order or not, and I accept that it is not an Orange Order event per se, but it's part of the Orange celebrations. There's no divorcing what happens on the 12th from what happens on the 11th night. The same people who will be out at the bonfires will be enjoying today as a 12th of July day.
Frank, can I tell you something that's most embarrassing here? Talking as a person, there's actually a fellow there on Templemore Avenue of African persuasion with the red, white, and blue wig on. He's got the Orange Order scarf around his neck and he's dancing away. Yet somebody in that same area thought it was great to be put the thing up about the footballer. So where do you, that's what I'm saying, he's enjoying himself, having a good time. And there's somebody's put something up about somebody of the same color.
Yeah, it's
all wrong.
You know, Peter, absolutely. It shows the total ignorance of the individual who organised the sheet for the bonfire about Scott Sinclair, the footballer. Let me speak to former politician and lawyer Alban McGuinness. Alban, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. A beautiful morning.
It is a beautiful morning, and it should be a thoroughly enjoyable day for everyone associated with the Orange culture. And they're blessed with the good weather. Unfortunately, there's a stagnant air over Belfast. There isn't a touch of wind, and that stagnant air is added to by the remnants of tires which are hanging in the atmosphere. It's almost hard to breathe in the city this morning if you're out and about. And it's a pity that tires have been used in the bonfires. Having said that, that's a minor issue in relation to the effigies. It's unbelievable that people will be so insulting.
It's appalling. It's distasteful. And it really is very, very discouraging to see all these things. The effigy in relation to Martin McGuinness is absolutely appalling. It's outrageous. It's hurtful. I didn't share any of Martin McGuinness's political views. I'm not a member of Sinn Féin. I never supported Sinn Féin. I wasn't a great fan of Martin McGuinness, but to do that, to his memory and to hurt his family in such an outrageous fashion is unforgivable.
The police are looking into this as an example of hate crime. And
well, it is hate crime, and it's it reminds me, you know, there was an effigy not so long ago, a few years ago, of a priest who unfortunately committed suicide. And his effigy was placed with a noose around his neck at a bonfire. Again, so hurtful. And just so degrading of the people that do these things. Do they not understand how they degrade themselves and how they degrade what should be for people an enjoyable event? I have no great grasp for bonfires and all the rest, but I do understand it's a custom and people do enjoy them, and if they're not monster bonfires and they don't pose any danger to the public or lead to individuals living around bonfires, then there's no reason why they can't proceed in an orderly fashion. But, you know, doing this sort of thing brings the whole business of bonfires into great disrepute. And it does affect the Orange Order as well. I know the Orange Order aren't responsible for any of these things directly, but it's all part of what might term the Orange celebration. And it does diminish that celebration. I wish the Orange men good luck today. It's a great day, and I hope they enjoy themselves and all the rest. And I hope they do have a fun time. I mean, I've written about this myself in today's Telegraph. In Rosnallan, County Donegal, they have a parade there. The Orange men have a parade there. There's 30 bands or 50 lodges, and they had great fun. And it was a family-friendly occasion.
And all but on the back of that.
That's what we want here.
Yes, we mentioned Rosnallan earlier in the week, actually, as the example of a fabulous fun day. But there will be other fabulous fun days in numerous towns and villages across Northern Ireland. People will enjoy the 12th. So is there an onus on the Orange Order, even though they don't organise the bonfires, an onus on the DUP, on other people who would be associated with enjoying today and being part of today, to come out and criticise those, to clearly condemn the people who put effigies on bonfires, national flags on bonfires, or indeed who insult minority races on bonfires?
There's an onus on the Orange Order, or those that have influence within the Orange Order, to say to young people in particular, look, what you're doing is grossly offensive, very, very hurtful. It damages community relations. It is not good for you. It's not good for the Orange Order. It's not good for the Orange celebration. And please do not be doing this. And if they can take some action in terms of dealing with young people, then they should do that. But there's a greater responsibility, I think, on the DUP and the other unionist political parties to be saying to people, look, you can't do these sorts of things. These are outrageous. It's not good to do these things. It's hurting people, and it's hurting our society, and it's also hurting the unionist cause. So there's at least a self-interest there not to be doing these things. But they're wrong in themselves, and people in positions of responsibility should be saying this is wrong behaviour and it cannot be tolerated.
Okay, I'm going to have to leave it there. But
right,
Alban, thank you very much indeed. Alban McGuinness.